The past semester was okay. Like, in terms of what? Yeah, workload was really high because I was working on my research as well as my classes. So I also did my RPEs, which are a part of the qualifiers. So basically, I submitted like four research papers to a conference at the start of the semester, around March, and then I did my RPEs after 3 weeks after that. And then there were exams and stuff in between, so it was very hectic. So.
Very, very busy, right? So what kind of things did you have to do as a research assistant? Was this something specific you had to do, or what did you do?
I work with the so my lab is basically work with this lab which is called Link Lab. So basically they mainly focus on the information geometry that is underlying all systems, and we also develop control systems. So right now we were up until now applying these things to computer vision, but now we are going to apply it also other domains as well. For example, some network theories, like where we are going to look at the geometric properties of networks, and then we are also going to look at some of the radiology related stuff like cancer research stuff. So that's what we want to be doing on over the summer. Okay. Yeah.
Did you present any wor your work at the conference?
No, I have not.
So
And
what what is your work?
I'm still waiting for the result, but even if the conference things comes up, but I don't think I'll present, my advisor will present, because those things are a bit tough and people can be mean. So advisor said that he will be presenting. So that's we are okay. He will be presenting. But people can be mean when the like conferences. They can ask a lot of questions, and
So
we and since it's a the work that is there, although we have been doing it, but it's still, you know, to be presenting in that kind of conferences, we need to have like a lot more depth, which we don't have at this point. So he will be presenting. It's like.
Did you have any other academic experiences, like attending workshop and stuff?
No, I have not. So far, I have been just working out of my lab. That's been the case.
What are your plans for the summer break? I mean, apart from
Working.
research.
Yeah, I'll probably go to Nashville on Friday. I think it's on Friday
Did
for
you
the week.
fly?
No, I'll take the planes. So from one of my. No, I'll go for 2 3 days. So one of my friends who have been in the US for some time, so she invited me. Like they were going there with friends, since I have not been out, so I decided to and my brother is also in the US, but he's going to Paris for a month. So I was thinking of going to visit him, but since he's not there, so I'll go.
So let's just talk about your life here.
Yeah.
When you feel sick or you have any problems, do you contact anybody on campus?
So over the last 2 years so far, I have not been sick. So I don't know exactly what to do if I get sick. So earlier, the only thing was the house that I lived in over the last 2 semesters, since I was just focusing on the research, so I used to live in a house which is like really near to my department, but that house was not so good. So I just moved to a house which is a bit far off, but it's good. So I also got a bike. And so that's what I do. But the roads, the cars here move very fast, so I have to be like really careful while riding the bike. And so that's one thing. Other than that, yeah, I have not been sick, so I actually don't know what. Because I think there was a person who was working in our lab, some insects bit her or something. So, and I think it was a weekend or something. So, and if the in campus infirmary that is there, it is closed, so they're asking for money. Even the ER, they were asking for like $50, and they said like, "I'll just suffer rather than go to." So I don't know if I get sick, what will I be doing? Yeah.
Maybe before you, do you have anybody who you can ask help for? Do you know, like,
I have friends.
talking, right?
They might help. I mean, unless they're busy. And the place where I stay now, I think there are a lot of housemates, so I think they have cars. So I think somebody will help probably.
When you think about changes that have happened in your life in the past 2 years,
Do you
what would be the first one that comes to your mind?
know? The first thing that comes to mind, yeah. The first thing that comes to mind is like so before coming here, I was in the industry working for about 3 years as a data scientist. So one thing that was like since So I already had my master's and I was working. So one thing that was there was like there was no financial problems. So the money used to be like a not a thing of concern. So once I started, when I came here, I realized that if you are going to live here as a research assistant, the money is a big problem. So you have to literally plan things. But my advisor is nice, so he pays me well. So in that way, it's not that much of a problem as compared to what my friends face. But still, I think that's the main thing that I think. I'm used to other stresses. Like I used to work here, so I used to live away from home. So not seeing the family for extended periods of time is another like major. I mean, I think it's not that much of a major problem. But I still used to see my parents like once in 2 months or 3 months. But actually, I have not gone home in like 2 years, so I have not seen them. Yeah, that's a long time. I'll probably go home in winter. No, that's one. Yeah.